Good morning, everybody. I'm glad to be here and glad to be presenting some research we're doing back in Arkansas that I've gotten to play a hand in. Today, we're going to be talking about the evaluation of Tavium in a cotton herbicide program. So what is Tavium? Tavium was developed by Syngenta to combat broadleaf and grass species weeds in soybean and cotton. It contains just over a pound of dicamba and 2.25 pounds of S-metolachlor. It also has vapor grip technology in order to reduce off-target movement. Tavium utilizes two sites of action to better combat resistance, which we'll talk about a little bit more in a second. Why Tavium? Resistance management. Using these two sites of action reduces the amount of selection pressure that we see in the cotton field. Tavium has the potential to play an integral role in a broad-spectrum herbicide program with other labeled cotton herbicides. And it has a longer residual control than dicamba alone, with dicamba only showing up to 14 days of residual control. We're combining S-metolachlor and trying to see how long of a residual we can actually get. So here, I have this visual representation with the brown representing the earth profile and the black representing Palmer amaranth seeds. In a normal field application with enough moisture and enough sunlight, we'll see Palmer amaranth germination. Notice that not all seeds have germinated at the same time, because that's going to be important here in a few minutes. So when a producer sees this in his field, he's going to make a herbicide application. There are many herbicides to apply, but in this situation, we'll use dicamba. A dicamba application is made, and within the next 14 to 21 days, we start seeing things like this. Palmer amaranth dying, but with a standard dicamba application, it being past the residual of 14 days, we will actually see Palmer amaranth emerge again from the seeds that did not make it in the first round. With a Tavium application, however, we have the same setup, same field. Palmer amaranth germinates. However, this time, a decision is made to spray Tavium. And as we talked about earlier, Tavium is dicamba and S-metolachlor. The application is made, and a protective layer is put down on the soil in the form of S-metolachlor as a pre-emergent herbicide. 14 to 21 days later, we see Palmer amaranth control. However, this time, the S-metolachlor in the Tavium does not allow more germination of Palmer amaranth in the field, and we're able to reduce the number of applications we're making throughout the season. Because of this information, the hypothesis was created that Tavium, used as a part of a cotton herbicide program, will increase Palmer amaranth control for an extended period while causing little to no injury to cotton. In order to test this hypothesis, an experiment was made with the objective to assess cotton tolerance and weed control following the use of Tavium. This experiment was a single-factor, randomized complete block design. All herbicide applications were made with a CO2 pressurized backpack sprayer at 15 gallons per acre, and Tavium was incorporated into standard cotton herbicide programs. This experiment took place in Crawfordsville, Arkansas, right off of I-40 coming west out of Memphis. ExtendFlex cotton was planted at 43,000 seeds per acre. This field was then divided into 4-row by 20-foot plots, and cotton was destroyed prior to maturity instead of harvesting. As for the treatments on this trial, there were 5. Caprol was included with every pre-emergent application, as was gramoxone as a part of burn down. Pre-emergent applications took place 2 weeks prior to planting. And the post-emergent herbicides included either Tavium or Extendamax. We will be comparing treatment number 1 that contains Extendamax to the rest of the treatments that contain Tavium as a post-emergent, and I'd also like to bring your attention to treatment 5, which contains Tavium as a pre- and a post-emergent herbicide. Well, as for data collection, Palmer amaranth control, barnyard grass control, and injury ratings were taken weekly on a 0 to 100% scale. Data were analyzed using Jump Pro 14.3, and means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD with an alpha of 0.05. Multiple ratings were analyzed using regression, and in order To fit a line to the regression, we used a 3P line of fit, and the equation is shown in the bottom right corner here. So Palmer amaranth control at 21 days after treatment. On the y-axis, you can see the percent control, and on the x-axis, you can see the treatments that we talked about earlier. You can see that Extendamax at 21 days did not receive the same amount of controls as the three treatments that used Tavium as a post-emergent herbicide. You can also see that Tavium, used as a pre- and a post-emergent herbicide, was comparable to the rest of the Tavium treatments. In order to further analyze this data, we took ratings out to 30 days and fit them with the 3P line as we talked about earlier. In order to truly be able to understand this graph, we're going to set a threshold. And we're going to set our threshold kind of high, and we're going to analyze the treatments of Caprol followed by Extendamax, Caprol followed by Tavium, and Tavium plus Caprol followed by Tavium. We're going to set this threshold rather high at a percentage of 95%. Then we're going to see where these regression lines intersect. As you can see, there's not much of a difference between the Tavium followed by Tavium and the Caprol followed by Tavium because they both start losing residual effect between 22 and 25 days. However, we can see that this lasts much longer than the Extendamax treatment, which only keeps residual for 10 days. This is further broken down in this chart here. I went ahead and created two different thresholds, one with 95% and one with 80%. And on the right side here, you can see the amount of days on average that residual lasted with the confidence interval. And this really starts to stand apart in this graph because we can see that Extendamax in both sets under both thresholds did not reach the same residual control levels that Tavium did in any situation. But we can also see that Tavium followed by Tavium is pretty much still the same as just using Tavium as a post-emergent herbicide. Now, I told you earlier that we rated barnyard grass as well, and I'm not going to go too far off into this, but this was just some interesting data that I found while running it. If we set the same threshold at 95%, we can see that neither Tavium treatment falls below the threshold while we were rating this trial. But we see Extendamax again falls off early at around 15 to 20 days. For your visual representation, here's a drone image taken of this trial mid-season. First, we're going to look at the non-treated checks highlighted in yellow here. At this point, I would like to remind you that this trial was four rows wide, but it was sprayed with a four-nozzle boom, so only the inside two rows were rated for control and injury. In these non-treated checks, you can see a large density of Palmer amaranth control, and you can see the basic biomass of the cotton that we were studying in this trial. Next, we're going to look at Caprol followed by Tavium and Roundup. This is the Tavium treatment that we're going to look at, and I would like you to see that even though that it is still mid-season, you're starting to see cotton further along in the growth stages, whereas the Tavium was applied at 1 to 2 leaf. Rows are still relatively clean, and we're not seeing a lot of Palmer amaranth density. Next, we're going to look at Caprol followed by Extendamax. And you can see in the first through third reps there that we are seeing a lot of Palmer amaranth in these trials, and the residual has long worn off. Now, as for injury, at 14 days after treatment, with percent injury on the y-axis and the treatments on the x, there was no significance between treatments containing Tavium, treatments containing Extendamax, and the non-treated check. Now, as for conclusions that we can draw from this trial, Tavium provided exceptional residual control of Palmer amaranth and barnyard grass. The use of Tavium in a program provided up to 30 days of effective control. And whether used as a pre- or post-emergent herbicide, Tavium caused less than 5% injury to the cotton that was planted. Practical implications that we can draw from this trial. Tavium adds another mode of action to a cotton herbicide program. Tavium provides residual control to reduce the number of applications made and lessen selection pressure on mid-post application as there are not as many weeds in the field when a producer goes to make his mid-post application. Now, as for future research, this trial will be replicated in similar conditions next growing season. Tavium will be used in programs as well as alone to determine the amount of control reached in both situations. And as you heard about a few minutes ago, Tavium will be integrated into a long-term study to determine its impact on soil seed bank management. And now for this trial, I'd like to thank the people of Syngenta and my weed science colleagues for allowing me to be here and allowing me to present this and be here and to get up here today. And after that, I'd like to ask if you had any questions.